You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. So we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Friday, 3rd of August, as the glorious Goodwood continues on the Sussex Downs. We've also got racing from Bangor and Thirsk in the afternoon. In the evening, Galway, their festival carries on as well, and Newmarket, Wolverhampton and Musselburgh. So, as usual, a busy Friday of action during the flat season, and it's all live on Racing Radio. Please join the guys in the studio from 1:20 p.m. for coverage of all the day's racing. But here on the podcast, I'm John Gibby, joined in the studio by Chris Pimlott. Hello, Pimmers, how are you?
Very good afternoon to you, Jimmy. Yeah, very well indeed. Enjoyed the wonderful thunderstorms that they had at the weekend. It's certainly freshened up everything, given a little bit of ease in the ground. And again, hopefully it will maintain the field sizes for a little bit longer.
Hopefully. And we've seen some great racing at Glorious Goodwood so far this week. That included yesterday, as we record this on Wednesday, with the Group 1 Sussex Stakes. And Lightning Spearer, at long last, Pim, has come home to win his first Group 1. I believe he'd had 10 attempts at winning a Group 1 in this country and 5 more abroad prior to winning the Sussex Stakes at Glorious Goodwood. But he's come home for a win for David Simcock and Ashin Murphy. And he's beaten plenty of much more fancy contenders in the race.
Yeah, he has. I mean, he's absolutely come to the fore on the right day. Owned by Qatar Racing, who sponsor the meeting, also sponsor the Sussex Stakes as well. So, again, plenty to like about that success. And it's great when you see a warrior like this, who's been to war on many occasions without actually coming out the winner, to land the spoils. And it was a just reward for all those fine efforts that he's put in the past. And I think at 22, this Ocean Murphy is going to be here for a long, long time. I remember somebody telling me about him being coached by John Reed, former jockey. And he'd gone for a coaching session with John Reed, and he'd had his stirrups very, very short. And John Reed had basically said to him, listen, young fella, you know, you're going to have to lengthen those stirrups. Only a champion apprentice would have his stirrups that short. He said, don't you worry, I will be a champion apprentice. So the boy has got self-confidence, and he's got stacks of ability. And at 22, the world's his oyster.
Yeah, we could definitely go and see him go. I mean, he's already obviously a multiple Group 1 winning jockey, but yeah, we could go and see him go on and achieve even greater things than that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's gonna take over the mantle of Ryan Moore and Tory and the likes, because he's going to be around for a long, long time. He's got the backing in Qatar, and you know, he's a very, very capable pilot who, again, seems to have his feet firmly on the ground.
What about the owners, Qatar Racing? I know you'd picked up on the fact that despite the fact they sponsor this meeting, they sponsor this race, they haven't had all that many runners at the meeting so far this week, or at all in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, the last few weeks for them in the height of the summer have been a little bit bleak, really. In the last 14 days, they've had 3 winners for 15 runners, but one was a 4-1 on shot that just got home by a head. The other one that won was a favourite at Windsor. So, you know, the been knocking on the door quietly, but until Lightning Spear came along yesterday, since the roar of the lion, they've been very, very quiet indeed. And you'd imagine that with them basically sponsoring this meeting, you'd have thought that they would have had their trainers primed to say, listen, we need as many runners as possible at this meeting to try and, you know, show our support for it as well as everybody else supporting it. And they have been a little bit thin on the ground.
They have picked up a Group 1 victory, the second Group 1 victory of the season, so things can't be going too badly for them.
Oh, no, yes. Listen, you'll take all those Group 1s, won't you? aplenty. And again, there could be more to come from them. Because again, Lightning Spear now got his head in front, got his confidence. That could really boost him. And obviously, Roaring Lion, well, you know, he's done absolutely fantastic this season. There's no reason why he can't continue.
I'm guessing they'll probably be thinking Group 1 targets for the pair of them, Roaring Lion, maybe the Judmont International and Lightning Spear, the QE2.
Yeah, oh, you'd love to see him turn up at York later this month, wouldn't you, Roaring Lion? And the Judmont would be absolute ideal opportunity for him. Yeah, and great to see him on Yorkshire turf again, having won there in the main meeting.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season pans out for the leading lights in the Qatar Racing string. And Lightning Spear picks up another Group 1 winner for the ownership operation in the Sussex Stakes on Wednesday at Glorious Goodwood. But Goodwood continues throughout the rest of this week. And Pimmers, I know you've been looking at a couple of the races taking place there on Friday, picking out a couple of selections for listeners. So we'll start off with the 225, the Thoroughbred Stakes, a Group 3 over a mile for three-year-olds. We've got some prices for this. So at the time of recording, Regal Reality, the 3-1 favourite of us here at William Hill for Frankie Dettori and Sir Michael Stout. 100-30, then 3-4, Threading 4-1, 9-2 for Astudio, 11-2 Glorious Journey, Curiosity 9-1 and 16-1 for Chief Ironside.
I wouldn't personally have put Regal Reality in as favourite if I was making that book. This son of a Intello has only been to post on two occasions, made a winning start at Yarmouth in very soft going, and then back in May on soft ground again, he was four lengths behind Without Parole at Sandow. So again, you've got to take on trust that there's a little bit more to come from him. And again, only two outings in a competitive race like this, he possibly might just lack a little bit of experience. The only boosty bonus is in his favour is Sir Michael Stout trains him and Dettori takes them out. So again, they wouldn't be chucking him in the Group 3 status if they didn't feel he was capable of that. So he's certainly interesting, but I wouldn't have put him in as favourite, to be fair. 3-4 is interesting. A winner last time out at Nace, having disappointed prior to that. But again, confidence will have been bolstered by that success there. And the other one that disappointed last time out was Threading. She's a daughter of Exceed and Excel, trained by Mark Johnson. She didn't run particularly well at Newmarket, but she hasn't run on a number of occasions well at Newmarket. So there might be a little bit of an issue with her there. But prior to that, she'd run really well at Ascot behind Alpha Centuria. And I think if you can forgive her that disappointing run at Newmarket, at 4-1, she represents value. James Doyle riding like a man possessed, and Mark Johnson, as normal, can do no wrong.
Threading then, the filly and the Thoroughbred Stakes, the way that Pimmers is currently looking in that Group 3 contest. It's up at 2:25 at Goodwood on Friday. And at 3:35, more group racing, the King George Qatar Stakes, another race that Qatar is sponsoring at the Glorious Goodwood meeting. It's a Group 2 over 5 furlongs, and Batash looks to return to winning ways here, Pim, as he was beaten into second, of course, last time at the King's Stand at Royal Ascot. Previously a Group 2 winner, though, this campaign, and a number of other top class victories last season, including when he won the Prix de la Baie, that Group 1. Havana Grey is the main market rival, joint market rival at 7-1. Catchy also 7-1. Sioux Nation 8-1. 11 to Mr. Lupton and 12-1 Bar.
Batash is to lose, not win, perfectly honest. Won the race last year, ran an absolute blinder in defeat last time out. And on official ratings, even with his Group 1 penalty, he should be absolutely home and host. I should imagine he's very short, is he?
He's 11-10.
11-10? Mm. Well, you see, I think that's a bit of value. Mm. 11-10. I would be quite happy taking a little bit of that, because I didn't really think there was an awful lot in there to really shake him up, you know. Havana Grey's interesting. Grey colt by Havana Gold from the Northern Yard of Carl Burke. He's been in good form of late, this fella, and again, he came good. The last time we saw him, that was at the Curragh, when he run a very competitive race there. Again, it was a 10-1 shot on that occasion. There'll be a little bit less than that tomorrow, and he's definitely a player for the North, Havana Grey. And the other one, as you spoke about earlier on, is Sioux Nation, trained by Aidan O'Brien. Ryan Moore taking the mount, 8-13 and a tongue tie for Sioux Nation. And again, he slightly disappointed, I think, last time out. But prior to that, he'd been in good form. He's behind his stable companion, US Navy Flag. at Newmarket the last time we saw him, and again he was an 18-1 shot, so possibly again he was there as a team member rather than one looking like he was going to get the job done. And prior to that he'd ran 16th of 22 again behind Ekitar at the Royal Meeting. So a few little bit of disappointing runs to put behind him, but again this does represent a little bit easier grade for him tomorrow afternoon. But for me, Batash home, hosed, no problem.
Batash then for Pym is a confident selection in the Group 2 King George Stakes, the 3:35 at Goodwood on Friday, live on Racing Radio along with the rest of the day's racing. The rest of Goodwood and Galway, of course, you can hear it on Racing Radio. And we'll be back tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. Pym, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.